God, I love when you're on your hands and knees for me. You look so good, bent over, panting, sweating. Even if you are just assembling a new bed frame, I still love to see you like that.
Babe, can you hand me that screwdriver?
This one?
The Phillips head, yeah.
Look at you, my very own furniture builder.
I believe they call us carpenters.
Whatever it's called, it's impressive.
Yeah, well, I've got to get this done today, or we won't have a bed to sleep in tonight.
Sounds like you might be implying that's my fault. I seem to recall a very strong, handsome someone fucking me so hard that our bed broke last night.
I plead the fifth.
You're playing coy, but last night was good. Maybe best ever good. I don't know what it was. For whatever reason, I just couldn't get enough of you. I was all over you while you were cooking dinner, trying to distract you, doing those things I knew would get you to pay attention. Like reaching around you while you were standing at the stove and putting my hands in your front pockets. I lost it when you turned off the oven, grabbed me by the waist, and carried me down the hall to our bedroom. That was so incredibly sexy. And then you pulled out the strap and yeah, it was a very memorable night. But one that has, unfortunately, left us bedless. You were so deep in me when it happened. Your strong arms hovering over me, gripping the headboard as you drove your hips in and out of me, over and over and over again. And then there was a crack and a crash. There was moaning and then screaming and then laughing. You paused to make sure I was okay, like the gentleman you are. And then you kept grinding your hips at that delicious, perfect angle. I came so hard. But I slept awfully with our mattress on the floor.
Okay. Let me get this mattress on.
I can't help but let my eyes wander as you lift the king-sized pillow-top mattress onto the wooden frame. The muscles in your arms and shoulders bulge a little out of your t-shirt. And God, your ass looks so good in those pants.
See something you like, baby?
Yeah, I do. I see a gorgeous, sexy, beautiful new bed frame.
Do I detect a hint of brattiness in your voice?
I don't know. Do you?
Kind of sounds to me like someone wants to be punished.
Just hearing that tone in your voice, hearing you say the word punished, a flush of heat runs through me and, that's all it takes to turn me on. And you're right, as always. It's rare that I'm not in the mood to take whatever kind of punishment you want to dole out. Whatever had me so desperate for you last night has clearly not been satisfied quite yet. Babe, how much longer? Till it's, finished?
It's almost done. Be patient. How about you help me? That'll make it go faster. Here, you can put these under the mattress.
You hand me the coiled up straps of our under the bed restraints. fuck. I really hope that means you actually plan on using these right now. You're an Olympic level tease sometimes. This is... You love little games like this. Riling me up and then making me wait.
And now, I think you should take off your clothes and lie down on the bed for me.
Fucking finally. You stay standing next to the bed, your hands tucked into your pockets, your eyes dark and a little serious. Well, I know how much you like watching me, so I might as well take my time and make you wait for it too. I pull the buttons of my shirt apart, slowly. It feels good, the way you look at me. That hungry look in your eyes as I slowly slide the shirt off my shoulders.
You're really taking your time following my directions, aren't you?
Well, just making sure you get to see everything. I unhook my bra, step out of my shoes, pull down my socks, and get rid of my pants. I walk slowly to the edge of our bed and climb on. My ass is just barely covered by my gray boy shorts.
On your stomach, so I can see that nice full ass.
This is our routine. Our little game we like to play. I submit to you, and you take control. You take me. Doesn't really matter whether I've actually misbehaved or not. You punish me. And I love it. You wrap one of the restraint straps around my left wrist. Tight, but... In a good way. Not enough to hurt, but enough to keep me still. I love this part. When you walk out of view, I can't see you. I don't know what you're going to do next. And the anticipation just... It makes me crazy. I feel the bed shift and... I think you're sitting at the foot now, right behind me. You trace a couple of fingers over my legs, my thighs, my ass. Your hands are warm, a little rough, and you're taking your time, going extra slow. You know how wet that makes me, how desperate I get when you make me wait. The way you touch me. Just barely there, little strokes of your fingers.
I like you when you're desperate. What are you so desperate for?
Well, I want you to be rough with me.
Thank me for it.
Thank you. The commanding tone in your voice... Your touch? I don't know why you affect me like this. But you do. You always have. I tug a little under restraints around my ankles and lift my hips. I get so restless when you tease me. When you take your time.
What? Do you want more?
Yes. Please?
Did you like that, baby?
Yeah, I liked it.
How much did you like it?
You squeeze and rub my ass. That sharp little sting of your hand when you spank me is good. God, so good. I try to bring my legs together, but the restraints keep my legs parted.
I'll just check for myself.
Oh, my God. Your voice. Something about the way you talk to me when I'm tied up just lights me up inside. Your hand trails slowly down the inside of my thigh. And your thumb grazes between my legs, right between my pussy lips.
Oh, you're so fucking wet. Did getting spanked really make you this wet? You really like it, don't you? Giving yourself away to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Your thumb digs deeper into my pussy, gliding across my clit, swirling between my lips.
Oh. God, this ass. You know you drive me crazy sometimes when you come home from work, wearing those pants that hug your ass.
I can hear the smile in your voice. You suddenly pull your fingers away from me.
You didn't think it'd be that easy, did you?
Please? Please?
Please what? Please fuck you? I thought you wanted to get spanked, baby.
I can't see you, but I feel you get off the bed. I think you're going to the closet, which means you're getting the flogger. That, or maybe the paddle.
Well, which one do you want? You want me to leave my mark on you, or do you want me to fuck you?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.